This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1644. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 22nd, Alaska, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Eritrea, Germany, Greece, Greenland, India, Indonesia, Kurdistan, Laos, Newfoundland and Labrador, Nigeria, Norway, Oklahoma, Oman, Peru, Russia, Sikkim, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Tajikistan, USA, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I recently gave the English schedule for KNLS in Alaska in the B-12 season based on a page from their own website. However, that appears to be incorrect since it assumed they would have two transmitters on the air once again. But if they have only one transmitter available, the schedule is quite different. In fact, unlike the previous version, there are no transmissions at all on 7355 or anywhere in the 7 megahertz band. We go to their Russian language website, which presents the schedule of all their broadcasts, including English, to find that the correct schedule with only one transmitter has three English broadcasts instead of four. They are at 10UT on 9615, 1200 also on 9615, and 1500 on 9655. This became clear when Walt Somniv in BC was hearing English from KNLS at 1530 on 9655. Following up last week's report of a reactivated LRA-36 from Antarctica on 15476. I've still been unable to hear it, but there's been further news about that thanks to Horacio Negro, who quotes and translates a report from Jorge Villavicencio in Argentina, who says, "I spoke to Esperanza Base and talked with Mirta, the station announcer. She said transmissions are sporadic and they're performing maintenance to put it on the air in early 2013. I had the feeling that the shortwave broadcast will not be regular as broadcasters and technicians are getting ready to leave the icy continent and turn it over to a new staff that'll be working in the coming month of February at LRA 36. The idea is to leave the radio station in perfect condition for the next Antarctic campaign." She said the power would be 1 kilowatt, and they are currently broadcasting on FM for the base and its surroundings. However, there is a tentative report of it from Bill Smith in Massachusetts, November 19th, from 1400 to 1430, a very weak signal, with a woman announcer and instrumental music, poor modulation, although he's using a 6-element log periodic beam, and nothing heard the following day at the same time. Mike Cooper forwards a press report from mmg.com.au that firefighters put out a grass fire at the Broadcast Australia Shepparton shortwave site on November 20th. Where there are 6 100 kilowatt transmitters. It may have been caused by a possible fault in a transmitter wire at the location. It so happens that on UT November 19th after 1400, I was hearing spurious signals coming out of the 5995 Radio Australia transmitter. I wonder if there's any connection. I was hearing them distorted on 5982 and 6008. A Bolivian shortwave station has been reactivated, first reported by Ivanildo Gonçalves Dantas in Brazil on the Rádio Escutas list. It's Radio Panamericana in La Paz on 6105, heard November 18th at 2316 with a sports program. That led Ralph Perry in Illinois to go looking for it, especially in the mornings, when propagation is usually better and when he does a lot of Latin American DXing. At first it was an NID station. November 16th at 10:40, tune in with Andy's folkloric music. It was fading out by 10:52. According to Panamericana's website, they sign on at 1000 UT on weekdays and 1100 on weekends. However, their sign-off times are on weekdays, 0300, and weekends, 0100, that is UT Sundays and Mondays. In the Condish list, Miguel Castellino in Argentina says, indeed, Radio Panamericana is reactivated. I hear it repeatedly, mainly on weekends. The next log by Ralph Perry in Illinois measured it on 6105.52. November 18th, until closing at 0111 UT, he first heard it at 2344. It was peaking around midnight 25. Mostly with the football game, and the frequency varied a bit, down to 6105.49. On November 19th, he started monitoring at 9:45, but nothing heard until 10:36, a weak signal coming on, probably signing on about 10:30 instead of 10:00, and that was on 6105.52. I've been trying for it in the evenings, but so far propagation has not been favorable, and there's no point in trying before midnight UT due to the radio war between China and Taiwan on the same frequency. The best signal from Bolivia is usually 6134.8 Radio Santa Cruz, but even that was barely audible when I tried. Ralph Perry has heard one more on 49 meters, 50 hertz below 6155 Radio Fides in La Paz, which he was hearing from 1000 UT on November 19th. In the Radio Escutas group, and consequently in the new DX Listening Digest, number 12-47, there is a long discussion about which Brazilian shortwave stations are currently active, with many Brazilian listeners chiming in with their observations, starting with 2380, Radio Educadora de Limeira, which Luiz Shiny Neto says is still active, but it's precarious, it's not being maintained, and it all depends on God's will whether it's on the air with 250 watts. And apparently another 120-meter station is also active, Radio Transamazonica on 2410, heard at 0110 UT November 16th by Leonardo Ferreira in Paraíba. At the other end of the dial, we've been thinking that Radio Gazeta in São Paulo is inactive on 15325, but it does appear to be on the air on a very limited schedule. Célio Romais in Rio Grande do Sul tells us that he heard it on Saturday, November 17th at 1905 with sports programming, a football game, of course, with more football information. There was interference from Radio Martí on 15330, which ends at 2000. In the Radio Escutas group, Cassio Santos explains that Radio Gazeta is on the air on 15325. I always hear it in Goiás, but only at a limited schedule. He says it always comes in from 1830 or 1900 UT, and it's gone by 2030. And maybe it's only on the air, like on weekends when there are football games. I must not be checking WWV at the right times, but three North Americans report hearing the Brazilian time signal station on 10,000 kHz, PPE, Observatorio Nacional in Rio de Janeiro. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Ken Zicke in Michigan says it was heard pretty well at 0737 UT on November 10th. It was over WWVH, with Portuguese time announcements and pips every 10 seconds. And was heard November 16th by Harold Sellers in British Columbia at 0250 UT. Poor signal under WWVH. Jerry Kruger in Florida reports it way over WWV, November 17th at 2230. Alcaravan Radio is our most reliable Colombian, playing lots of nice music just below 5910. But Dave Valco in Pennsylvania reports to Hardcore DX, hearing Alcaravan Radio on the frequency of its sister station, La Voz de tu Conciencia, 6010.13, with IDs and programming at 10:33 UT, November 20th. However, the next day, November 21st at 0909, it was back to La Voz de tu Conciencia on 6010.08. And they even had an English ID at 1013, The Voice of Your Conscience. 20 hertz below 4815, Ralph Perry in Illinois says Radio El Buen Pastor in Saraguro, Ecuador is stable on that frequency and heard some mornings with a weak signal. After the Brazilian fades out, such as November 21st at 1050 when it's beginning to fade in, and he heard some definite mentions of Saraguro, peaking at 1103 UT and fading down by 1110. It has only about one-tenth the signal that another Ecuadorian puts through, Radio Oriental above 4781. Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa in Japan report a new station on 11560. Sounds like a target broadcast. November 17th, signing on at 1657 and off at 1727 in a Horn of Africa language. HFCC shows this as a new broadcast brokered by WRN via the Pridnestrovia or Moldova site. This apparently just started November 15th. WRN says it's Radio Arena, E-R-E-N-A, a daily broadcast during that half hour for Eritrea. Ivo Ivanov of DX Remix News in Bulgaria is not so sure the site is Pridnestrovia, saying it is secret and hidden. However, it has a very strong signal, all fives, there in Sofia, Bulgaria. Hint, hint. And the alternate spelling is Y-E-R-E-N-A, starting November 14th. He also says the languages are Afar and Oromo, so that indicates Ethiopia or even Djibouti might be included targets. Last week, we quoted a report from Denmark that Südwestfunk Radio was being relayed on 7265 in Germany. Kai Ludwig corrects that according to a thread on the Radio Forum group. It's not being relayed by the Schwerin-Gehren transmitter. Someone else is abusing their program audio, taken off some FM transmitter in Rheinland-Pfalz for persistent jamming against Hamburger Lokalradio, besides other audio content. Radio teletype sounds on 6190 are obviously also some kind of jamming. Manuel Mendez in Spain also noted the interference. On November 18th, he was hearing SWR on 7265 from 0853, and then Radio Gloria International via MV Baltic Radio started up on the same frequency, and there continued to be interference. As soon as we saw 9420 on the new schedule for Deutsche Welle in English, we knew there'd be a collision with Greece, and now they've finally fixed it. DX Remix News reports since November 21st, replacing 9420 to avoid the voice of Greece, Deutsche Welle via Rwanda is on 9800 at 04 to 05 and 9470 from 05 to 06. Despite the strife in Greece, the Voice of Greece continues to be an excellent source of music on shortwave. In fact, they're playing more music that is non-Greek lately. Maybe it's just considered fill as far as they're concerned. For example, I was hearing some very old songs in 1930s style, some scratchy 78 recordings, November 20th at 0630 on 9420. In fact, we might call it Marion's Attica. David Koenig of intervalsignals.net, where he's now accumulated 6,000 audio clips, tells us this about Greenland, which is no longer available on shortwave or even medium wave. However, the Greenlandic Broadcasting Corporation, KNR, now has a live audio stream from knr.gl. It runs continuously, although it's just music fill overnight from 0130 to 0925. Then they start their broadcast day at 925 with 5 minutes of their interval signal, which is the whaleboat Sonia drags whale, which they've used since 1952. He thinks it's the only Greenlandic radio station available on the Internet. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1644. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from an anonymous donor via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Contributions via PayPal, of course, are not necessarily in U.S. funds. PayPal will do the conversion. And, of course, if you want to be anonymous, I'm glad to honor that request. And such donations are appreciated just as much. And that brings us up to date with everyone who's been waiting to be acknowledged, anonymous or not, so I hope we have someone else to thank next week. The postal address for a check or money order in the mail is P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Among many All India Radio signals on 60 meters heard by Ron Howard in California, around 15 UT, Imphal was 1 kilohertz off frequency, exactly 4776 on November 15th and 16th, but back to 4775 on the 17th. Since WWCR is not opening 4840 in our evenings until just before 0100 UT, you might hear another All India Radio station on that frequency, Mumbai. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts reports it at midnight 26 UT. And news on the half hour in Hindi, apparently. Ron Howard in California notes some changes to the English learning program from Australia, broadcast by RRI Makassar, Indonesia. 40 hertz below 4750 on Tuesdays. For the first time, it was a full hour long on November 13th, from 1305 to 1404, including playing more pop music. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria tells us about the clandestine radio voice of Iranian Kurdistan. It signed on at 0223 with an interval signal, anthem at 227, an ID, a sermon in Kurdish on 3970. The parallel frequency, 4875, was delayed about 1 minute or more on November 14th, but on other days it was 3970, which was delayed after 4875. The ID in Kurdish is like Era Dengji Kurdistan Iran. At 0400, when they began a program in Farsi, the ID is Inj Sedaye Kurdistani Irana. Voice of Iranian Kurdistan presumed is also reported by Dave Valquin, Pennsylvania. 10 hertz below 4860, there were actually two signals, one of which was drifting around and presumably a jammer. There was an announcement and a choral song, perhaps an anthem, at 0311. He kept listening and found the drifting jammer went off at 0427, while VOIK went off at 0432, corresponding with her schedule on November 21st. Ron Howard in California reports hearing Lao National Radio daily in English on 6130 from 1402 to 1430. Reception depends entirely on the amount of interference from China on 6125, which is considerable. He heard some news items about a large dam built on the Mekong River, results of the traditional longboat races and the Asia-Europe summit held in Laos, into French at 1430. November 15th and 16th, for example, he was listening on the 16th, and there was additional QRM from Tibet on the same frequency. Yet another update to last week, CKZN in Newfoundland had been off the air for a while, no more heterodyne against 6160, but it came back along with the heterodyne, meaning it's still off frequency, November 16th, first reported by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts at 2220 UT. That was actually the 15th, I believe, with better than average signals. In fact, he says it was better than anything I had heard from them in quite a while. Wolfgang Büschel then measured it on 6160.855 at 1830 UT on the 16th. I logged it as Labrador Non, since I heard an ID for CBC Radio 1 89.5 in Goose Bay, November 19th at 2300. At that time, there was no heterodyne yet, but an hour later there was one. I suppose CKZU in Vancouver had started to interfere. Bruce Fisher in New York tells us on November 19th, I've been hearing an unlisted English transmission for a few days between 21:30 and 22 on 7255 from Voice of Nigeria. Usually very good to excellent reception. This entire hour had been scheduled in the Fulfulde language, so I wonder if it's been cut to half an hour or something else has happened. Listeners, at least in Europe, should keep an ear on 1314 kHz, where Sven Martinsen is trying to bring back medium wave broadcasting to Norway. Not sure what the power is, but it's certainly not 1200 kilowatts anymore. He sent us notices of some test broadcasts in the local mornings. Using the call signs LKB and LLE. These were on November 19th and 22nd at 0730 to 830 UT. He was asking for MP3 sound files. We'll continue to post advanced notices of this if we get them on the DX Listening Digest group. For some weeks now, Bruce Winkleman in Tulsa and I in Enid have been hearing the revived KEOR near Tulsa, Oklahoma on 1120 kHz. On the air most days, but not always, playing nothing but Mexican music. We never hear any IDs or announcements, even when checking at the top of the hour, but it's obviously coming from that transmitter just north of Tulsa. It's licensed as a daytimer. However, lately they've been leaving it on all night. Despite KMOX, for instance, I was still hearing it with romantic music at 0605 UT November 21st. So if you can get past KMOX, you might be able to DX this station. Bruce and I will vouch for its source. Eduardo Peralta in Argentina reports hearing an unscheduled English broadcast during the 03 UT hour on 13600, playing pop music November 17th. He kept listening, and on the 19th, got the name of the DJ, Darren Short, with a breakfast show, and he's on Twitter. It turns out this is Radio Sultanate of Oman. He wasn't aware he was on shortwave at first, but on 90.4 FM. Wolfgang Büschel points out that 13600 is registered for Oman, starting at 0400 UT 1 hour later. And the 03 English broadcast had been scheduled on 15355. We're not sure if it's still there or if it's been permanently replaced by 13600, which would be a good idea at that time of day. However, it's barely audible here, or maybe I'm hearing the other station scheduled during that hour, China Radio International in Tamil. Should you hear the new Radio Logos in Chasuta, Peru on 4810, Rafael Rodriguez has the email address for the person who will QSL, Ray Rising, the project director. It apparently is a Bolivian call sign in the address, Charlie Papa 6 Romeo Romeo, CP6RR at yahoo.com. And Rafael says he is in the process of designing an EQSL for the station. Robertus Pogarellas has sent us a lengthy log of all the stations he heard while visiting Peru for 9 days, also some from Bolivia. You can read all about it in the new DX Listening Digest 12-47 via worldofradio.org. Kai Ludwig has posted info about upcoming drastic funding cuts in Russian broadcasting, summarized as follows for the Shortwave Sites Group by Ian Baxter. Cost-cutting pressures are to affect services on long, medium, and shortwave of Mayak, actually it's already off shortwave, starting this coming January, and cancellation of planned transmitter upgrades to shortwave services. Perhaps worse still, it's speculated this could result in the closure of the following shortwave transmitter facilities in St. Petersburg, Krasnodar, Khabarovsk, and Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky. The last one, of course, is very useful for reaching North America. We should remember that in the case of shortwave, broadcasters have no way of measuring their audiences unless listeners write in. If you do listen to Voice of Russia on shortwave, write to them at least once a year. Let them know you are listening and value their shortwave service and programs. Here's another All India Radio station which has shifted frequency. considered a separate radio country, Sikkim. Gangtok heard on 4837, November 17th, at 1338, 2 kilohertz up from Alice Springs, Australia. By Ron Howard in California. Also heard by Mark Davies in Wales at 1555 UT, off at 1601. Joe's Jacob in India confirmed, yes, it's Gangtok, for at least a couple of days, heterodyning Mumbai on 4840. And also reported by Jim Young in California, wedged between the two other stations on 4837, November 18th, from 1338 to 1507. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria confirms that Voice of the Tigers, the Sri Lankan clandestine, has been confirmed on 12160. It's Saturdays only. Heard November 3rd, 10th, and 17th from 1530 to 1630 via Uzbekistan. It's in Tamil, of course, and replaces 12140 in the previous season, but now it's colliding with WWCR. I heard the Chinese numbers station November 16th at 1321 on 7688, a woman with eight syllables at a time between pauses. It's the Xingxing Guangbo Jiantai in Kuanyin, Taiwan, 10 kilowatts, the star-star number station, according to the Alki listings. It's on its frequencies for one semi-hour at 05, 6, 12, and 13 UT, and also on 7654. Starting at 02, 03, 04, 07, and 08. Around 0100 UT, November 20th, on 4765, I was hearing a weak station with music and announcements, apparently Tajik Radio 1. It was also heard November 15th at the same time by Harold Sellers in British Columbia, and he got a definite ID for Dushanbe. Since November 19th, WTWW1 has a new night frequency, replacing 5745. It's 5830. This includes World of Radio UT Sundays at 0500. And WWRB has reactivated 5050 in the evenings, parallel to 3195 after 0200. So that may also apply to World of Radio UT Fridays at 0430. The Spanish station on 1070 near Greenville, South Carolina, appears to have been running 50-kilowatt day power at night, and it's been reported widely in North America, including by yours truly, November 17th at 0616, identifying as La Jefa. It's WCSZ in Sans Souci, South Carolina, and I understand the 1070 in Indianapolis has complained to the FCC, so this may not last much longer. The clandestine for Zimbabwe, Radio Dialogue FM, is on new 12105. Between 16 and 17 UT, Alan Rowe in the UK reports, and from Washington State, Bruce Portzer confirms it's colliding with WTWW in Arabic. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 19th, ANK indices, mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 10 and 4 on December 4th and 11th. Solar flux declining from 135 November 22nd to 110 November 29th to December 1st, and rising to 135 again by December 12th. For quick links to the new B12 schedules, go to our homepage, worldofradio.org. With holiday greetings where applicable, Glenn Hauser, concluding World of Radio 1644, inviting you to hear me again next week.